It's time for Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com and Bemidji's First City Liquor Store. This year, we focused in on the Bucky's legend, R.H. Bob Peters, who passed away a year ago yesterday. Bucky's Legends, next, here on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com and Bemidji's First City Liquor Store. A year ago yesterday, R.H. Bob Peters passed away. That night, we had one of the best and one of the hardest Tom Ceratori shows ever. We talked about R.H. We shared stories on the air that were shared with us on social media. One of those stories came from Paul Allen, Sports Information Director for Minnesota State Mankato, who ironically enough is retiring after tonight's game. From the Tom Ceratori Show, 1 year ago.
Paul Allen, the Sports Information Director from Mankato, posted something amazing, and I'm going to share it. He first said, "Sorry to hear that former BSU Beaver men's hockey coach R.H. Bob Peters has passed away, a true legend of the game. One of the first encounters with him came in the 1985-86 season. Ditto machine at the All Seasons Arena stopped working, so couldn't make copies of the shot chart." He goes, "At the end of the first period, went down to the BSU locker room with the original to let him know. Knocked on dressing room door, R.H. opens it. R.H. says, yes." He says, showing him the chart, shot chart. "Hey coach, sorry, but our ditto machine stopped working and this is all I have." R.H. says, "No worries, kid. Got it all up here," in his head. And Paul Allen goes on to say, "Never forget that moment. His legacy lives on with the job Tom Ceratori is doing at BSU. Beavers have a great history and identity in large part to Coach Peters. Rest easy, R.H.
You know what? I think that was in the playoffs. I was playing that. I think that was in the playoffs. Here's a great story. That was in the playoffs because I think the regular season, we played that. We went down to Mankato. Mankato was leading the league. Coach got sick, and I don't know what happened, but Monzie, you know, and Scotty, you know, he passed away too, and Scotty was our assistant coach. Scotty had the team. We went down there, and we swept Mankato, and I'll never forget, we walked in, and coach too. That's where, you know what, I always let the troops eat first. You know, yeah. He always let the troops eat first. And so we get off the bus. We're all pumped up. We just sweep Mankato. You know, Monzie wins too. Monzie opens the door. You know, he was pumped up. He goes, "Troops, get in here first. Let the troops eat first." And we walked into Hardee's, of course. That's where we're our post-game meal. We walked into Hardee's.
Get your $5 bill from coach and walked
exactly
off the bus.
Well, yep. We get our $5 bill. We were down about $2 right there after that meal, but none of us ever cared. And I still, now when you brought that up, I'm thinking about that weekend when Monzie was coaching the team, and we swept, and I think that was early in the year, and that was the playoffs right there, I think.
So the end of that story that Paul didn't share, he's shared with me over the years.
Oh, okay.
So the ditto machine, if any of you remember, is a thing that you crank, and it had this purple nastiness on it that would put the image onto every piece of paper. The copy that Paul gave to Donnie Bros still had the purple piece on the back of it.
Oh, no.
It was the only one there was. And he handed it to Coach Bros, and Coach Bros slams the door shut, and 2 minutes later comes out with hands that are covered in purple ink.
Oh, no.
R.H.'s hands perfectly clean because it was all up here. All up in his head.
Coach always enjoyed getting the guy with the cowboy hat.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, presented by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network. To listen to past archives of the show, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. We are the Beaver Radio Network.